Well, welcome back to our series on finding peace. We all want a sense of peace that sticks deeply in our souls. I would venture to say that peace is perhaps the most common of all human longings. We all want it. But for one reason or another, we don't always feel at peace. And one reason is that we try to do too much sometimes. It's easy to go through life thinking that we have to fix everything. There's so many issues to deal with and problems to solve. We can fall into the trap of believing that everything is up to us. And when we come to that way of thinking, then we form regrets when things don't work out. Oh, if only I had worked harder, I would have gotten that promotion. If I had spent more time at home, my family would have been happier. If I had been a better parent, my kids would have been more successful, more faithful. If I had studied harder in school, I would have gotten into a better college and had a better job and a better life. That's no way to live. That's exhausting. God says to you, be not dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will strengthen you and help you. So today I want to talk with you about finding peace by staying connected to the source of your strength and help. I have a little secret to share with you this morning. This is the third version of this homily. I started writing this message for this weekend, and I got all the way through it to the very end. But I didn't have peace about it. It didn't feel right in my soul. Something was wrong, but I couldn't quite put my finger on what. I kept trying to, you know, rewrite sections or add stories or change the language. But nothing seemed to work. And then I heard this tiny whisper in my heart saying, scrap it all and start over. I did not want to hear that. I had worked so hard already. I had spent so many hours preparing that first draft. But I still kept hearing God saying for me to begin again. He had a message he wanted to share with you today, and it apparently wasn't mine. Well, Peter and the other apostles had a very similar experience once. Jesus had told them to go to Galilee, to meet him in Galilee after he had risen from the dead. Galilee was where it had all began. So to meet Jesus back there was a sign of hope and new life. But when the apostles arrived, Jesus was nowhere to be found. Peter decided he was going to go fishing, and the others went with him. They were out on the sea all night long, but did not catch a single fish. They must have been exhausted, discouraged, and definitely hungry. At dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore. They didn't recognize him, and this man that appeared to be a stranger to them told them to cast the nets on the right side of the boat. Now you can imagine that Peter must have scoffed at this, right? He was a professional fisherman. They had tried on their own all night with no success. But perhaps out of desperation, he and the others tried again. And this time they caught more fish, so many fish that they could barely reel in the nets. When you and I try to do everything on our own, when we try to solve every problem by ourselves, when we rely on our own strength, all we do is wear ourselves out. Putting that kind of pressure on yourself just leads to indigestion and lack of sleep, stress, and sometimes even panic attacks. It can also just affect your mood negatively. You can't hold it all together yourself. You need to stay connected to the source of your strength and power. John chapter 15, Jesus was talking to his disciples the night before his crucifixion. He knew everything that was about to happen to him: his arrest, the beatings, his suffering and death, but he wanted his disciples to be at peace. So he said to them, I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Jesus knew that his apostles would face enormous obstacles in the future. Spreading the gospel to the whole world would be a difficult job fraught with danger and trouble. He was reminding them that he would always be the source of their strength and power. It was through him they would be successful. Every branch needs a vine. The vine provides life-sustaining nourishment and health to the branch. The vine is vital to the energy given to the branch. A branch cannot survive on its own. And the same is true for you and me. We cannot survive on our own. We need the vine, Jesus. He is the one who gives us life and health and prosperity and all good things in life. He gives us joy and peace and fulfillment and purpose and everything that we need to survive and thrive. A lot of people wonder why bad things happen to good people. And when life turns ugly, they tend to turn away from faith. What they're missing is the strength of the vine to get them through it. They need the vine and its strength to help them get through that very difficult time. But they do the exact opposite of what is needed at that moment. Instead of staying connected to the vine, they become disconnected from its life-giving properties. Jesus said, If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. Too often we try to control every aspect of our lives, but you can't fix that health problem on your own. You can't make your coworkers or family members do the right thing. Your business isn't going to grow by forcing the situation. Pressuring your kids isn't going to make them more successful or more faithful in the end. It's not going to do anything except stress you out. I've learned this the hard way, I have to tell you. When I started off as a priest about 10 years ago, and I have to say I'm a slow learner, you know, I, of course, fervently believed in God, and of course still do, but as we are all wont to do from time to time, I thought everything was up to me, that I had control over the ministry, that I needed to work harder and harder and harder to get results. I've never been interested in just maintaining a situation, including a parish. I've always been interested in growing it. That's what we're supposed to do, to reach new levels. But I kept thinking it was all on me. And so I kept, you know, and you've been the recipient of this, I kept badgering people to get into small groups, reminding them to join ministries, urging them to sign up for events. And it worked a little, but it was a heavy lift and never really was a big success. And a while back, I had a bit of an epiphany that sort of definitely came from God. I decided to try a different approach, a different strategy. I decided to turn it over to God. And when I got out of God's way, God got to work. And I think you have seen the results. Our small groups have exploded. Our online congregation, our digital presence, we love you very much. Those of you who are watching, you're part of us, we love you, continues to reach new levels each week. We are reaching more and more people. If you were here on Easter, you know the place was flooded with people. We had 30% more that Easter than we ever had in recent memory. And our regular Sunday attendance in person continues to steadily grow. It's not because of me or my staff. We all work hard to do what we need to do. It's the vine from whom all blessings flow that made it happen. He's the one. If you want to stay in peace, if you want peace in your life, and you need strength and power, stay connected to Him, to the vine. He will bring you to new levels, to new heights, new achievements. Doors you never expected to open will open for you when you trust in Him. You can have peace every day and throughout the day when you remember how much you need God and how faithful He is to you. One of my favorite morning prayers, I like to say this in the mornings, kind of goes like this, and we've printed it in the bulletin and also on Flocknote if you like it. But I kind of say something like this to God. I say, Lord Jesus, You are the vine. I am only the branch. Without You, I can do nothing. You give me the life that I cannot give myself. You give me the power and the strength that I do not have. Lord, please stay with me. I choose to abide in You. I choose to stay connected to Your glory. I will remain in You and bear fruit this day. In Your most holy name, amen. If you say that prayer every morning or something similar to it, I promise you, I declare to you that you will stay in peace all day long. Other people will get upset over things. You'll keep calm. Things will go wrong. You'll stay in peace. Your plans go awry, your mind and heart will be undisturbed. Saul, in the first reading, was a devout Jew at the time of Jesus. The thing is, though, he hated Christians with a passion. He wanted to stamp out this new religion before it ever really got started. He made it his mission in life to arrest and arrest Christians and have them persecuted. He was like a dog with a bone. But one day he was walking on the road to a city called Damascus. His intention was to round up some more followers of Jesus and bring them back to Jerusalem in chains to stand trial. But on this trip, something different happened. A bright light flashed all around him. He fell to the ground and he heard the voice of Jesus. Saul became a believer that very day. He started going around to all the synagogues, preaching about Jesus. Everyone was shocked because everyone knew him as the guy who was persecuting all these Christians, and now he was preaching about Christ. The first reading today picks up the story. It says, after Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. That's understandable, right? I mean, it must have seemed like a trick, a Trojan horse strategy to infiltrate the Christian camp. Fortunately, a man named Barnabas had the courage to step up. He stepped up and brought Saul to the apostles. And when Saul told the apostles his story and everything that had happened to him, they believed him. They believed him and they accepted him as one of their own. And the story ends this way. The church in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. The church was at peace because Saul was no longer harassing Christians. But Saul was also at peace because he now was part of a Christian community who would help him stay connected to Jesus, the vine. Belonging to a Christian community is essential to staying connected with Jesus and finding peace through His strength and power. A few weeks ago, after Easter, a young man came up to me after Mass. He had gone to one of our Easter services, and it had been a really long time since he had been in church. He said that something about the Easter message had touched him, something about peace. He knew he needed something more. He wanted freedom from trouble, anxiety, and worry. He asked me what to do. I said, pray. He said, I don't know how to pray. So I gave him a brief instruction. I kind of stumbled through it, and then I pointed him in the direction of our chapel right here, which, by the way, is open every day, 7 days a week, if you ever need a quiet time to pray. I went to clean up after Mass, and I came back a few minutes later, and he was surrounded by people helping him, teaching him how to pray. One woman was on her knees right next to him, showing him a book and how to pray and things like that. A similar thing happened to another young man in his early 20s. About 2 years ago, he started showing up at daily Mass. I have to tell you that that's not a common occurrence for a young person to show up at daily Mass. I would love more of you young people to come to daily Mass, but anyway, it's not common, so I stopped him at the door after a few days of this, and I said, you know, I asked him his name, I introduced myself, and then over time we got to know each other, and I eventually asked him his story. He said that he had been kind of wrapped up in music and music industry in his late teens and his early 20s, and then one day, one night he went to a party, and someone slipped him something that he shouldn't have had. And it was a terrible experience, he said. He referred to it as quite a trip. Anyway, when it was over, he was scared, terrified. He thought, I never want that to happen to me again. But he also started thinking, maybe this is what death is like. Chaotic, scary, worrisome, lack of peace, anxiety. So he started taking long hikes by himself and pondering the question whether God really existed. He came to the conclusion, no, God doesn't exist. And for a while, he became an atheist. He said it never really brought him peace. One day, he was out on one of his hikes, sitting on a park bench, writing in his journal, I guess about, you know, why God doesn't exist, whatever atheist journal about. But anyway, this man walks up to him and said, he never met him before in his life, completely out of the blue, an older man, he just says, you know, believing in God is the best thing that ever happened to me. You should check out church. That's exactly what he did. He came here 2 years ago. This community embraced him and loved him and taught him the faith. He went through our Starting Point program and became Catholic. He was baptized. And today, I'm happy to report that he is a practicing Catholic, actively serving this parish. Praise God for that. Praise God for that. He said he has never known greater peace. If you're stressed out all the time, if you're on edge and you don't know how to take the edge off, Jesus can be your anchor of peace. Connect with a community of faith. If you're already connected, like many of you are, grow deeper in that connection. We all need a community of faith to keep us tied, to keep us staying with Jesus all the time. All the time. You do not have to be anxious or worried anymore. Your heart does not have to be on edge all the time. Turn to the Lord and remain in Him, and then things will change. The tide will turn, doors will open, conditions will improve, health will be restored. Troubles will be replaced with blessings, tension and strain will come to an end, and you will have peace. A greater life of peace is awaiting all of us when we stay connected to the vine and to His church.